them a little bit later on in the programme. But next to West Lancashire, where the search for Viking blood is very much on, researchers have been taking DNA swabs from the cheeks of men who can show their surnames date back to West Lancashire as it was more than 300 years ago. It's all part of a painstaking attempt to create a modern-day genetic map. Robert Fielding reports.
Right, so your DNA now has gone inside. OK, I chucked the brush away.
This man from Cheltenham is in Ormskirk to have his DNA tested. He's heard tales about Scandinavian-speaking ancestors from Marshside near Martin Mere. He's hoping to prove he is a Viking. His male Y chromosome could have survived 40 generations.
Yeah. You'll get basically an answer saying so many percent of people in Norway have your chromosome. Some people in Wales have your chromosome.
The man's name is John Wright, and he's clutching a huge family tree on several sheets of paper. It's very, very extensive, isn't it?
It is.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven rows and more columns than I can count here. How far back does it go?
Yeah, about to 1700. There was lots and lots and lots and lots of Wrights, you see. So they didn't call him John Wright. So he had a nickname. He was called Coatie. And everybody knew him by Coatie. And across here, all the other, as you can see, he was a Rimmer. William Rimmer, but he was called Father. And this Robert Rimmer, he was called Farmer, and he was called Muggins. So they all had nicknames because they couldn't use the normal name because there were so many others with the same name.
Well, I think it's beyond dispute that the Vikings were in this area. The place name evidence is huge, and all the way along the coastal plain from the River Ribble down to the Mersey, it's full of Viking names. So the Vikings were here in significant numbers 1,000 years ago. The question is, how much remains of them in terms of the DNA that they've passed on from generation to generation?
To answer this question, Professor Steve Harding from Nottingham University is collecting chromosomes from the cheeks of West Lancashire men whose families were in the area before the Middle Ages.
It's not going to cure the common cold, of course, but I think people are genuinely interested to learn where they come from.
And is it true to say there are more Vikings in the north and more Anglo-Saxons in the south?
I believe so. There's one school of thought now which is gaining increasing support that when the Anglo-Saxons came across to England, they didn't come over in huge numbers displacing the Celts to Wales and Ireland as was thought before. But in fact, it was more of a takeover of the places of government or power, if you like, where they left the local population more or less unmolested.
Scandinavian was spoken for a long time in West Lancashire. The name Ormskirk means church belonging to Orm, and the name Latham means at the barns.
Skjalmers are supposed to mean Skjalmers Dal or Skjalmers Valley. Bursko, that means the stronghold in the woods. Skog is a Viking name meaning woods.
To onlooker Gordon Waterhouse from the West Lancashire Heritage Society, all this is very exciting.
I think this is probably going to find a lot of people in here. There's Vikings more than what they've expected, really. Hope all the tests come through for them. The town crier that we had mentioned about the people of Ormskirk, saying as people was coming from America, New Zealand, Australia, all over. And the first thing the elders used to ask him was, where's your museum? Well, we haven't got one.
And Professor Harding points out many Vikings settled in West Lancashire's unwanted marshlands without violence. This delights Mr. Wright from Cheltenham, who's learned there is more to his family than rape and pillage.
They weren't all like that. Not quite at all, anyway. Well, we're not today, are we?
Rob Fielding reporting there from West Lancashire. You want more details about that survey? We'll have some information available for you on the Action Line later this morning. The Action Line up and running from 9 o'clock, of course. It's 18 minutes away from 7.
In the beginning, there was the wireless.
Then the first broadcast and colour TV.
And then the delights of the video cassette recorder.
But now there are 8 BBC TV channels with the best in comedy,
children's programmes,
24-hour news,
plus digital radio.
You can get all these BBC channels with others on cable and satellite, and now on Freeview.
A new 30-channel lineup with a one-off cost of around £99 and no contract.
To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/digital.
Can I remind you about the main issue of the day today?